now for the short-term forecast. A few sprinkles will be possible across the area this afternoon, mainly north of the line from Sterling City to Brownwood. No measurable rain is expected through 5 p.m. Here is the Sweetwater area forecast. Rest of today, partly cloudy, cooler. Highs in the lower 70s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds. A 20% chance of thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 40s. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. And now for the extended forecast. Saturday, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning, then a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Cooler. Highs in the upper 50s. North winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation 40%. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-30s. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Sunday, mostly cloudy in the morning then clearing. Highs in the lower 60s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation 20%. Lows in the upper 30s. Monday, sunny, warmer. Highs in the upper 70s. Monday night and Tuesday, clear. Lows around 50. Highs around 80. Tuesday night, clear. Lows in the upper 50s. Wednesday, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 70s. Wednesday night, mostly clear. Cooler. Lows in the upper 40s. Thursday, sunny. Highs in the lower 70s. An hour. Weather outlook is for west central Texas. Day 1. A cold front that moved through the area this morning has stalled from Sonora to Junction this afternoon. This front will begin to work back to the north this afternoon and tonight. As this front comes back to the north, warm moist air will begin to return from west central Texas. Thunderstorms begin to develop this evening, where the winds are still back to the east-northeast. At this time, it appears the most likely area for any tornadoes would be from Junction to San Saba. The most likely time for thunderstorm development looks to be between 5 and 11 p.m. The thunderstorms are expected to develop into a mesoscale complex and move to the northeast towards the metroplex. Days 2 through 7. On Saturday, very cold air aloft is expected to move into the big country Saturday. This will create very steep lapse rates in the afternoon. Many thunderstorms that do develop across the big country in the afternoon will have the potential to produce marginally severe hail due to the cold temperatures aloft. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation may be required to see the east of the junction to San Angelo, Adelaide, and Brockport lines.
The current time is 3:55 p.m. Central Standard Time. At 3 p.m., skies were partly sunny at Sweetwater. Temperature was 6.13, 2.37, and the relative humidity 41%. The wind was northeast at 12 miles an hour. The pressure 29.92 inches and falling. Lubbock, skies were partly sunny. 61 degrees, 2.38, and the relative humidity 42%. Wind east 13 miles an hour. Pressure 29.90 inches and falling. Skies were sunny at midnight. Temperature 66 degrees, 2.36, and the relative humidity 32%. The wind was east at 7 miles an hour. The pressure 29.88 inches and falling. Skies were mostly sunny at Mandalay. The temperature was 66 degrees, 2.42, and the relative humidity 41%. The wind was past 9 miles an hour. The pressure is about 9.90 inches and falling. San Angelo. Skies were mostly sunny. 68 degrees. Dew point 44. And the relative humidity 42%. Wind northeast at 13 miles an hour. Pressure 29.86 inches and falling. Elsewhere across the state of Texas, it was sunny, with the temperature of 76 at Junction and 82 at College Station. At San Antonio, it was mostly sunny, with the temperature of 81. It was partly sunny, with the temperature of 50 at Amarillo, 68 at Brownwood, 67 at Dallas Fort Worth, 82 at Austin, and 81 at Houston. At Wichita Falls, it was cloudy, with the temperature of 60. Again, at Sweetwater, it was partly sunny. The temperature was 61 degrees. Wind was northeast at 12 miles an hour.
You are listening to NOAA Weather Radio, station KWM-37 in Sweetwater. This broadcast originates from the National Weather Service in San Angelo and serves the Western Big Country.